Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're going to be talking about Martha Stewart here, and she was on the Seth Meyers show doing an interview, and I'm not sure how it comes up, but she reveals the one dinner dish that she was served and offered, and she refused to eat. And when you hear what it is, you're going to be as shocked and as outraged as me and Katie. Here's the clip.
I have been to a raccoon and chicken supper once.
You really went?
Yeah,
I went. Did you try the raccoon?
No.
Okay.
But everybody else did.
Everybody else did? Yeah. They seem happy with it?
Yeah, they loved it.
And you still wouldn't try it?
No, I don't like to eat rare things.
Yeah. You know? I mean, raccoons aren't that rare.
They're rare on the table.
Oh, they're rare. Oh, I see what you mean.
Raccoon.
Oh.
Somebody served raccoon.
I think anybody that knows us knows how hard this hit us.
Right.
I think the greater Sacramento area knows, if not the state and the world, that there are no three people. Kevin, I mean, he kind of likes raccoons, but he doesn't love them like we do. We are advocates for making raccoons pets.
Yes.
And we draw a hard line. And you know what? Cancel me for saying this if you want.
Uh-oh.
Nobody should be allowed to eat raccoon.
There you go.
Okay?
I'll
die on this hill. I will die on this hill.
That's a brave stance to take, Katie.
You shouldn't be allowed to eat anything if you can hold its hand.
What a great rule.
Right?
If you can hold its hand, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Can't you hold a pig's hand?
It's a hoof.
It's a hoof.
Yeah.
And it can't hold your hand back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and we don't eat little pigs. We eat big hogs.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with changing. That's branding right there, by the way. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to slaughter the hog as opposed to we're going to slaughter the pig.
A little piggy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And I don't just agree with you on this because it's like, so over Easter, it was the first time I ever made lamb. And my daughter, who's only 6 years old, so she's not trying to impress anybody or she didn't see this on TikTok or anything like that. When she asked what it was, I said, it's lamb. And she goes, lamb? Like the baby? That's a baby. And I said, well, yeah, it is. And then she goes, why didn't they kill the parents? Or why didn't they kill the teenagers? Why'd they kill the baby? And she went around at Easter and politicked, tried to get people to not eat the lamb because it was a baby.
Now, I will say lamb does not fall into the parameters that we have set forth here.
It doesn't.
I mean, you can't hold a lamb's hand.
That's true.
So.
Right.
But think about like.
And it was delicious. I will have to say it was really good.
Yeah, it tastes good. Think about like you wouldn't eat an otter.
No.
Has a hand.
Never.
Has a hand.
You wouldn't eat a monkey.
Nope.
Nope.
I mean, the hand rule's a pretty good one.
Thank you.
Somebody texted in, by the way, you can't hold a dog's hand. Disagree.
Yeah, you can.
I've held a dog's paw.
My dog does hand.
Right.
Yeah, that's another good point. If you can
give
train
me
it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, train it. You can't eat it.
That's true. That's yes. true.
I mean, you can't train a cow, can you?
I don't
train
it. I haven't seen it.
Okay. I don't think are there. I don't think there's a lot of people out there training cows. No, I don't think so. So, you know, I feel like this is just a good rule to have.
Okay.
And listen, we're not PETA. This is just one area we draw the line. The hand rule, which is birthed out of people eating raccoon. And here's the other thing. If you're eating raccoon, you're trash.
Okay, oh. I was going to say, where exactly are you getting the raccoon?
Right.
Are you going to the butcher? I don't think so.
You're not.
That's roadkill.
You're catching them out of the sewers and dumpsters.
Right.
That's disgusting. You're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
You're practically eating roadkill.
And to pair also... raccoon with chicken?
Right.
Come on.
Somebody said, you can train everything. Let's just not eat animals at all. I can't go with you on that.
Yeah, some animals are a little delicious.
They are tasty sometimes.
Yeah.
And
it does seem like chickens are stupid.
Right.
So,
I mean, there's nothing go. Look at a chicken's eyes.
Right.
And tell me they have thoughts.
It technically has a brain, but it doesn't use it. Like, I don't think you can train a chicken.
No.
Right?
No, of course.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure people would be like, yeah, no, we had a pet chicken. It was great. Okay, cool. Did you eat it? You didn't? Good.
Okay, let me tell you something. Here's how dumb chickens are.
Mm-hmm.
I, in fifth grade, our classroom had chicks.
Okay.
And they weren't like teeny tiny anymore. They were getting kind of bigger.
Yeah.
And it was my turn to take them home for the weekend, which right. obviously I was thrilled to do.
Right, right.
One of those chicks, her name was Dottie, ate chicken.
They're dumb.
Like, and loved it.
Yeah.
So.
Because they're so dumb.
Because they're stupid.
Was that a choice or was that an accident? Did somebody in your house feed a chicken?
I believe
chicken?
My brother gave it chicken.
That's so mean.
I know.
Dark.
I know, literally.
Yeah.